They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Runners will be off with a crack of the bat with two outs. Kimbrel deals. Brinkman in the air. Left field. Benintendi dives. And he makes the catch. Oh, what a play. Andrew Benintendi.
Mambo has moved. You know I'm better than a magazine.
Oh, what a play. The catch. The Red Sox win.
Nice work. Benny and the catch last night. Andrew Benintendi, a couple of big hits. Big catch to end it. That takes guts.
I would say that takes guts
to dive and make that play. A lot of guys that play would pull up and let it drop in front of them and try and minimize the damage.
What would Jelly need to do there?
Because he knows if he makes the dive, if he fully commits, he better damn make that catch, because if he doesn't, the game is over and the Red Sox lose.
You gotta fully just let it go, mentally commit and lay out and sacrifice and dive. Who cares what it feels like? And I know he said he blacked out almost after it, but that's a fantastic athletic play. It really is.
Him as a player.
I don't care what sport. That's just a great athlete making a play. That's phenomenal.
I just like him so much as a player.
The dirt all over it, you know?
The bunting.
The base running ability that he has. You saw that last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that TBS pointed that out, because he always runs the base as well, and how smooth he is.
His slide at home was so smooth, and he was in there so fast. His hand was across the plate so fast, I thought maybe he missed the plate. But no, he got it, and he was safe by a mile.
Yep. He runs the base as well. He's got good speed, and he adds to it by running well. And they showed that. I'm glad. That's like something that to me was something that TBS should be proud of. Like, oh, look at that. You're actually highlighting a real baseball thing there instead of telling me that this guy's from Texas. Great. No, that was a good moment. He runs the base as well. He's a great fielder. He's got a good arm. He can hit for power. Great.
Is he from Texas?
No, he's from Ohio, right? Cincinnati guy.
It's like everybody and her mother's from Texas in the series. It's crazy.
So, yeah, he's from Cincinnati. Yeah. Andrew Benintendi had himself a night.
The jump he had to get on that ball, though, to make that play.
That's a good point by Shaughnessy,
and then to make the play, what?
Shaughnessy's point that Carl Crawford would never have made that play. Like, that's the
He's saying that's the play he couldn't make.
Right.
That he had the opportunity. He could not make the play. It got by Crawford.
Yep.
Benintendi made that play last night.
I didn't think he had it. I didn't think he was getting there. Did not think he was getting to that. I thought that ball was in, and you're in and you're lost, and he's right, man. The whole series of that complexion, that series changes, because you got Price going today against Verlander. You have a good chance of coming back to Boston down 3-2, and you have a chance to close that whole thing out tonight. It's great.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. When Springer hit his ball to right field in the bottom of the eighth and Bregman went to third, I thought that ball was going to be trouble. Just to speak to the defense on the Red Sox outfield, it is the strength of their team defensively, is their outfield. I thought that Springer's double down the line and right was real trouble. I thought that was going to be three. And the way Mookie gets to the ball so fast and turns and makes the throw back to the infield so fast, he made it look like that wasn't even a possibility.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm like, uh-oh, this is trouble.
Wasn't there one where Correa could have tagged too?
He stopped at second. The ball's already back. And I'm like, wow, the Red Sox have a really good outfield.
What was the one where Correa could have tagged from second and gone to third, and Mookie still just threw it in one hopper right to Devers?
That was an awesome play that we didn't get to see a replay of, TBS. Thank you.
Terrible.
We had to see the in-game interview with Cora.
Yeah, it was very worthwhile.
Watch that throw. No, we can't watch it, TBS. Darling, we can't watch it. You didn't show a replay of it.
Right. Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Terrible production.
It's a horrible production. Minor league. That's what TBS is. Minor league. They need to get back on one of the solid networks. They need to be back on ESPN, FS1. Or they need to be on Fox. They need to get back to a channel that covers sports regularly, right? For a channel that does sports, Fox, sports. ESPN, any of the major networks, someone who does sports, that's what I would say, has a crew that knows what they're doing. And I thought like it was all contracted people when they do this, right? That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah.
I think typically they just contract it out to the guys who are, but it's a tough time of year. So maybe you can't get the guys that are working all the NFL crews at this time of year, the guys who are really good.
Bull crap. There's still good crews out there. I've worked lower level college games that have better crews and they have better camera angles, better production, better producers in the truck. This is a midweek thing. You're talking about a freaking Wednesday night.
Think about all the
Wednesday
people.
Wednesday night. Seriously.
Real quick. Think about all the people that are not working right now because they work regular season games for one of the major league teams. Think of all the Nesson people right now that are not working.
Some of the guys like Russ Kent couldn't go in a truck and
maybe they
run
are working.
Show.
I don't know. Maybe they are picking up freelance work. But holy hell, can you find some of those people, the people that do baseball all year long, to run your crew and run your broadcast?
It's easy to do, man.
The problem is they're trying to make it so that the casual fan is watching, but the
casual fan doesn't watch baseball.
The casual fan's not watching anyway, so who cares? Show the baseball.
God. That's good. Now, we want to attract that the 1% casual fan audience and piss off the other 99% of the people that actually care about the game.
Yeah.
I hate when TV does that. Like, oh yeah, you're gonna really grab that casual audience at 1 a.m.
Ask Google.
Please. Sergio in Reading on Alex Cora and his Circle of Trust.
Hey guys, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just wondering. Today, David Price is probably going to go. It'll be a miracle if he goes four innings. I was wondering about Joe Kelly. Alex Cora has been using him more often. His ERA is showing as well. I know he has the other two guys you guys mentioned early on. I was just wondering, you think they might put him in tonight, Joe Kelly?
Sure. I can see him getting an inning. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Yeah,
it's like Brazzers and Kelly. Those are two guys you think you can go to. Barnes, right? But it depends how far Price goes. Price goes three or four. You're in trouble, man.
One moment, please.
Oh.
Okay, Sergio.
Hey, Sergio.
Could I see Joe Kelly? Joe Kelly pitched an inning last night.
He pitched
in game one when he went long in that game.
Nothing more tonight. See pitch an inning.
I think he's available. I don't think he's not available. But I get back to that, law of averages. Like, when does that run out?
What's the moment of the game? How much are you up or how much are you down? What's your gut feeling? This guy's going to go with his gut. And that's what Cora's done. And I think everybody's on deck. Get ready to go tonight.
Sean in Idaho. Hello, Sean.
Hello, and good afternoon there, gentlemen. I got a couple points I got to make. First off, I got to say with Kimbrel, Dan Shaughnessy made a very good point that Kimbrel, is just something's wrong with him. He's not focused. He needs to get it out of the way. And let me say this, too, to everybody listening in, fans, everybody, didn't we learn something from 22 years ago with what Jeffrey Mayer, the little Yankee fan, did when he reached over and took the ball away from Tarasco? And think about Steve Bartman. Come on, that's the rule. Fans cannot interfere, and that was clear fan interference. Don't deny it.
I don't know what you would learn from Jeffrey Mayer. Jeffrey Mayer's was called a home run.
Body is Wonderland.
Hey, Sheffield, that would be the play that you could call the most egregious play you've ever seen on a call like that. Is Jeffrey Mayer reaching over against Baltimore, hauling it in, and it being a home run.
Right.
I think Richie Garcia was the umpire for that one. Let me do a quick Google on that. That was the guy who screwed that one.
Ask Google.
I think that's the guy who made that call. That wouldn't teach you. That would encourage fans to start reaching over and start trying to grab the baseball.
Yeah, bring it over.
617-779-0985. Bartman, yes. Just stay the hell out of the way is what I would say. Stay out of the way. Kevin in Saugus. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Forget about Sheffield. What about Pedro there agreeing and all of them in unison? Like it was clear that there was no reaching over the wall. To me, I was watching the same film they were showing, and it was clear that there was reach over the wall. The top of the wall is colored yellow for a line. Sit in your seat, and it might hit you in the chest. Stand up and reach over when the players are in your face. That's clearly interference, and I'm glad to hear you guys celebrate the game. Benintendi's catch was the play of the game, not that home run. Whether the glove was touched or closed is irrelevant. That's not part of the rule. Whether he could clearly have made the catch or not, it's not the NFL rule on a catchable ball. If a fan reached over, and it was viewed as there by the umpire as interference. What about the guy next to him? He could have been interfering with his vision by reaching over. The umpire ruled it interference. It's interference.
Agreed. It's interference. This part about the closing of the glove is really sort of irrelevant. The glove. He closed the glove early. He's a premature. He prematurely closed the glove, Hardy. Silly theory that is.
By the way, I'm watching the replay of Jeffrey Mirror. He dropped that ball.
Who did?
The kid. He snagged it and brought it over the wall and then dropped it. Everybody's scrambling on the ground for it.
I'd beat the hell out of people.
Huh. How do you drop that? Kid had it.
The umpire was Richie Garcia.
You had it. Oh, no. He just. You know what? He got it on the heel of his glove and brought it back over the wall.
Did he close the glove too soon?
Yeah.
Is that what
Maybe somebody hit his glove and closed it for him.
He just misplayed it a bit.
617-779-0985. The phone number. More of your calls are coming up on this Thursday as we get ready for another Red Sox game tonight. Another one. You guys ready for another late night? Are you, Jim? Feeling good? Energized?
I'm making coffee tonight.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to make the coffee tonight, too. I'm not making that mistake.
Wait, two nights in a row.
I'll wait till the first few innings. If Verlander's dominating,
no, maybe
not.
You going to watch the whole game tonight?
I'm going to try to. Hey, it depends how the game goes. Close game?
Assuming it's a game that's good.
Yeah.
And not a lopsided 10-0 type of game.
Correct.
Listen, you have Broncos-Cardinals Thursday Night Football. There's no reason to watch that.
I told him this.
No reason to be watching that.
So I was going to come in talking about Josh Rosen tomorrow.
If he does, I'm going to be mad at him.
Me, football guy. Me, football guy. I told Jim, I told you this 2 days ago. I said, me being a football guy, and I was ahead of this game, I ain't watching any of the Thursday night game.
Good.
I have no interest in it. Denver.
Jim, mark the tape. Thank you. Mark it.
I'll have nothing on the game tonight.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Alex, given Craig's struggles in the postseason and even tonight, what gave you faith that he was going to be able to get that last out?
I mean, he's our guy, and he was Kemp on the top of the lineup. We've been talking about it the whole season. I know people were really, really anxious over 162 games in the first series, but you know, we knew all along that something like this was going to come up, and we trust our guy. You know, he threw it all well. I know it didn't look pretty, but we got 27 outs, and now we move on.
You had Price warmed up. It looked like, was there a point you would have brought him in? Or?
He was going to come in if the eighth was it was worse than what it was. Whatever, if they would have scored two, he was going to come in if we would have scored two in the ninth because of the long inning, but. It didn't happen, and, you know, now tomorrow he'll start.
Alex Cora said, outs. You hear that?
27 outs.
That speaks to what
outs
Jim was talking about today.
Nothing
He's
about
managing
innings.
For outs. He's outs. Not managing innings anymore.
We look at it as outs now. It's not innings.
27 outs, he said.
Busted.
I thought of that when E-Rod came in the game. He's managing for outs.
Which I hated. Didn't like that. Put him right back in the doghouse now. And right back you go.
Right back in there.
That was good commentary at that point by Ron Darling. He said managers hate nothing more than when you bring a guy in for one batter and he walks the batter. And in that case, it was Kemp.
Like, yeah, I don't want
what? What the hell?
I like Darling. I don't want to pile on Darling. I mean, he's been really good, but I think the combination of the two with just those two alone, it's terrible.
I think it's Anderson that bothers Anderson's us more than anybody. Pud. I think he bothers us.
Yes, he does.
Anderson's great when the action has happened. Like the highlights. You hear the highlights? They're awesome.
He's
but
Joe Tessitore on baseball.
Did Ron Darling say last night that the Red Sox hadn't attempted a steal in the whole series? I swear he said that. I was like half listening. It was 12:45 or something. And I'm like,
yes.
Did he say that?
Yes.
And I'm like, does he not remember earlier tonight when JBJ got thrown? What? Hello? Where you? What? That happened tonight. Where have you been?
That was the second thing on the broadcast that really caught my ear. I guess maybe that was the first. The other one was the fact that Kimbrel has never had a save of more than four outs. which I'm like, really? He's never been brought in the eighth with like one out or something going on?
He could have been misinformed.
Well, about the steal, yeah, he may have been misinformed.
You'd have like, people in the booth handing cards. Yeah, but cards, cards. Yeah.
He'd been watching the game.
He should have known. Right.
Right? He was there.
Someone, yeah.
He
could have his own score sheet in front of him.
I get it. Handed. There's a lot of crap, but he should have remembered that.
Yeah, but I mean, like sometimes during games, we get handed information and notes. You look at it and like, oh, okay. Yeah, we knew this already. Or, oh, this is really good. I'm going to use this.
Tim is in Blackstone. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I don't know if it's been TBS or whatnot, and if there's been some analytic that I've absolutely missed, but is the quote-unquote stress pitch, like this new thing, I feel like they've been beating that.
That's a big word now, yeah.
Are they going to start, you know, counting innings and then what people pitch for stress innings? Like, I feel like there's this whole thing that's going to be coming up with,
you know. It's like launch angle.
Yeah, it's just something else to look at. Well, you know, he pitched 180 innings this year, but, you know, only 160 were stress innings. Like, I just feel like this is some weird thing that they're trying to bring in, or it's just TBS.
It's not TBS. It's a baseball analytics. It's part of the analytics. And this shift in baseball to be heavily relying on analytics, that's not a TBS doing. That's something that has been one of the new tools that is used to sort of measure, you know, what a pitcher has been doing. So, no. That's not them. Can I tell you one other thing that is sort of going on that's starting to get on my nerves? The StatCast era.
That's the biggest thing. That's the longest home run in the StatCast era, or the hardest exit velocity in the StatCast.
Guys, the StatCast era, I think, is in its third year. Can you calm down on the first time ever crap with the StatCast era? Like, there's not much happening in these games that we haven't seen done in the sport of baseball before. Just because you've got a fancy way of measuring it now doesn't mean we haven't seen that before. Doesn't mean it's unique. Doesn't mean it's special. Okay? The StatCast era. Can we stop with that?
The little green dots when Benintendi rounded third and they made the slide home and they showed the miles per hour and all that?
StatCast.
Talk about shoehorning something into a broadcast.
I could see if, like, 15 years from now you want to say StatCast era. Like, the StatCast thing just started. Relax. All right? Mike in the car. Mike.
Guys, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
You guys really hate TBS, huh?
Oh, I can't stand it. You know who else hates it? Mike. Mad Dog Russo. Chris Mad Dog Russo hates it, and we're going to hear his rant on it coming up next segment.
No, it's brutal. I agree. I just a quick point on Kimbrel, and then just a question for you guys. I don't understand the loyalty to him as being – the ninth inning guy and being Cora's guy. Like, I get he's been your guy all year, but when's the last time Kimbrel had a clean inning? And when I'm staying up until 1 a.m. watching a game, going into the ninth, I'm terrified that I'm going to go to bed angry and not be able to fall asleep when Kimbrel comes into the game. Because I just have this impending sense of doom that he's going to blow it.
Who are you going to use instead?
There's your question.
Anyone else?
No. Who? Else. Who? Name a guy.
Workman.
Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly, not Workman. And I know Kelly's had his problems.
Could have been a game earlier.
He's throwing strikes. You know what I mean? And I just don't get it. It's going to come back, and it's going to bite Cora at some point, continuing to use Kimbrel on the knife.
You can't trust a starter to go more than four innings in this damn series or any series.
I think you're right.
Look at all of them.
I think he's been remarkably lucky with the bullpen so far in this postseason. It's remarkable how they've been able to – how he's been able to manage it, and how they've performed, and some of the jams they've gotten themselves out
of.
Last night, saw it again. I mean, that game was, they're on a thread. Yeah. Benintendi doesn't make that catch, and Kimbrel has blown it just like we've been saying for months. This bullpen is going to cost him. It's going to cost him. Hasn't cost him yet. And if you don't put Kimbrel in that spot, you're right. I'm generally not the one who says, fire that guy, get rid of that guy. Who are you going to get? No, in this case, you have to provide the answer. Who are you going to put in that spot?
Look at them. They went and got Osuna. And he's a guy who walks all those guys, hits two batters, hits a batter in, walks a batter in. And, that guy's supposed to be Nels. So, I mean, who the hell do you trust? You don't have a guy you could trust other than Kimbrel right now. That guy's your starter. You got to live or die with him. It's like the Yankees with
Chapman. He's your closer.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yep.
You've got to put him out there in those closing situations. You cannot make a better argument for anybody else on the staff. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. Oh, put Kelly out there. Yeah, I don't think he's any better than what you're going to get out of Kimbrel. What makes you think that anybody else out there is going to be better than Kimbrel in that role? And if you are someone who believes that it's going to level out at some point, you've got to believe that Kimbrel will level out and return to closer what he is, closer to form than where he's been. You have to. You know, if you look at the performance of J.D. Martinez in this series, you'd say, oh, what are you doing still being loyal to him? Well, you're putting some faith in the guy that he's going to come around at some point. And with Kimbrel, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I wouldn't go so far as to say you can't put him in as your closer. He's just a heart attack every time out, man. Great theater. Just the theater of last night. That really was. Reddick's catch, Benintendi's catch in the late innings. All of it was fabulous. Reddick. I really can't stand Reddick.
Billy Mays.
He bothers me for some reason. I don't know why. Reddick. Former Gold Glover. Josh Reddick. Did you know that? You want a Gold Glover?
2012,
yeah, 2012.
2012.
Pisses you off when you lose by two. Makes it even worse. You know, it's I think that's the best way to describe it. Frustration beyond that. You know, go right down to being pissed off because it would have made a big difference. And, you know, we'd still be playing a game right now.
I heard a great story about him once over at Fenway.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And when he got called up, his family showed up at the game. It was like a night game. His family showed up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice. Take the day in.
And they were tailgating in the players'
lot. Love it.
They were tailgating in the players' lot.
Can't do that.
And Francona got there and was like, who the hell are these people? And it was Reddick's family. And if you've ever walked by the gate that's behind home plate at Fenway Park.
It's not really a parking
lot. If you know Fenway at all, street. And you know where the players park, you know how small of an area that is.
Yeah, they park bumper to bumper, don't they?
Yeah.
There's Reddick's
on a
family.
Street.
There's
street
Reddick's
down.
Family tailgate in the players' lot.
Literally in the tailgate.
They're sitting in the back seat of the car eating hot dogs.
Turn it up.
It's a funny story, though, from many moons ago. 617-779-0985. You will hear from Mad Dog Russo flipping out about TBS and other things next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox have a chance to advance to the World Series tonight. They're up 3-1 in the best of seven against the Astros after the 8-6 win last night, but they'll have to do it against Justin Verlander this evening. He'll get the first pitch at 8:09 this evening. The Sox counter with David Price in Game 5. Dodgers and Brewers played Game 5 last night. L.A. got the 5-2 win, so now they are up 3-2 in the best of seven. Bruins lost 5-2 to the Flames in Calgary. They'll go again tonight. They take on the Oilers in Edmonton. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, as always, have the call right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Pregame at 8:30. NFL Week 7 starts tonight. It's the Broncos, 2-4 in the year, at the Arizona Cardinals. They have a 1-5 record. Patriots practiced yesterday without Marcus Cannon, dealing with a concussion, as they get ready for their visit to Chicago to play the Bears on Sunday afternoon.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Russo, who you know from MLB Network, and of course his own show on his own Sirius XM station, formerly of Mike and the Mad Dog. He's upset with TBS as well, and he's going to rant. He's got to unload is what he needs to do. You know, this is one of our favorite people
yep.
in all of sports media, and we don't play him that often, but when it's appropriate, we do. Here he is.
Major League Baseball put the National League Championship Series yesterday, game number 4. At 9:09 at night in the East. The game was over at 2:25 in the morning. The commissioner, I guarantee you, he was in bed. Nobody saw this game. And don't sit there and tell me, if you're Major League Baseball, that you didn't have a way around this. The Astros could have played yesterday at 3, and the Dodgers could have played at 7. It's bad enough the games are on TBS and quote-unquote FS1. This is the Final Four. This is championship big-time baseball. And the games are on TBS, and FS1. That is a joke. And don't sit there and tell me there wasn't an alternative. There was an alternative. Come on!
Alternative.
Everybody in baseball should be steamed about this. This is ridiculous. Why? Because of FS1? TBS? I mean, geez. I mean, they got garbage shuttles anyway. My God, what, TBS wants to have their part of the game leak into prime time so they can't start at 3 o'clock in Houston in Game 3? Nonsense! Who cares what TBS thinks? Put the game on so we all can watch it. Make it easy for us.
My God.
Oh, there's more?
There's more. He's upset with the game times, which I think everybody should be upset with.
Understandably
so. Something called FS1.
What about FS1?
What's the channel on your remote right now, FS1?
I like how he said this is big time baseball.
I don't know either.
No, he does. He always just did, this is baseball.
Yeah.
This is big time baseball. Final Four baseball.
Quote unquote, FS1.
This part to me is a freaking joke. FS1, TBS. Can you put it back on a network? Please.
Your network.
Put it on Fox. What is on Fox that is so important? What is on that station that they can't run the baseball games the way they used to? What crap are they running there?
San Francisco?
Baseball made a bad deal with their playoffs by agreeing to this crap. They got paid a boatload of money, and now they have their games at all kinds of odd hours, odd times, on terrible networks. FS1. I couldn't even tell you what channel FS1 is on.
I couldn't either.
Every time I need it for something, I have to type in. You know how you can type... You know, you look for what would be the F, the S, the one. That's how I get it to come up on my X.
The voice activated button.
I just go C. And it brings up all the sports over on the side. And
I have no idea what channel it is. I have no idea.
I think
it's in the 900 something.
I was going to say 9 something.
Yeah, 9 something.
You mean you can press C on that remote and you get all those sports channels?
Yeah, the thing comes out from the right side of your screen.
All the scoreboard, and then you can highlight any one of the scores. You get the box score, you get the lineup.
And you can click watch.
Spray charts. Shot charts. It's nice.
It is nice. Nice little feature.
Hmm.
It's good on an NFL Sunday.
I did it on Saturdays. So you go to NCAA football up top, and you hit it, and all the games there, and you click on one of the games and watch live.
Yeah. Awesome. More. Give me more.
Put the game on so we all can watch it. Make it easy for us. Baseball makes it so hard to follow this. It's bad enough to run a million channels. TBS, MLB, here's a game on FS1, but stick this one game on Fox. It's your sport. It's your championship series. It's Major League Baseball at its highest level. Let us watch the game properly. All parts of the country. And I don't give a crap that TBS wants to have a little leakage into prime time. So they don't want to play the Red Sox in Houston at 3. They played at 5. So they get a little prime. Who cares about TBS? Jeez, it's TBS. It's TBS. Garbage. Yeah, you think Manfred was watching this yesterday? You think Manfred... and he's a great guy. I love him. You think he told his family, honey, I can't... No, I'm sorry. I can't let the dog out. I got Brewers in the 13th inning at 220. He was snoring his ass off at that time. We don't know it. The serious baseball fan like me got screwed. It's enough already. Stop farting around. Use your noodle. You have avenues to put the games on earlier in the day. Let us watch it earlier in the day. Give us a break. You sabotage your sport. Well, we got to get a higher rating. You're not getting a rating anyway. FS1 rating my ass. There's no rating there. Take advantage of the fan who cares.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Best rant ever.
It's so great.
He's right.
He's totally right.
Not getting any ratings on FS1? Shut up. Put it on a time where more people will watch. More people are inclined to actually go find it.
Wow.
1:15 in the morning.
Wow. Astros, Red Sox last night did a 3-1. It peaked at a 4-3. Am I reading that right?
No,
that right?
It's got to be mid-20s.
No, nationally.
Oh, yeah. Nationally, it's just a tad under 5.
Right?
Yeah, I saw that.
I read like a 4-5, yeah.
Okay, yeah, tad under 5 this morning, and I think it's in the mid-20s locally. Yeah,
maybe.
Garbage! Put the game on!
FS1!
Put the sun on!
Put the what?
Put the sun on!
Put the sun on.
Tom Brady Sr. Put the sun on!
Jesus.
TBS! Garbage! That's my favorite part.
He is a delight.
He's a national treasure, and I mean that in earnest. He really is.
I like when we see him at the Super Bowl, and he's always out like in the media lobby.
But he sits there, and he's got his legs crossed like this, and he's all slumped over, and his shirt's all disrumpled. And he's got his BlackBerry. He doesn't have an iPhone. He's got BlackBerry. He's like doing this, like this. Zolak, how are you?
Stop farting around.
It's your boy Belichick. He's going to win this one? Yeah, we'll see.
He's the best. And then there's Fran. Then Francesca comes out with his two handlers. With his two briefcases he's walking with. What are you doing? Uh-huh. Just two totally different guys.
It's TBS.
One guy's approachable. One guy's not approachable. And you could guess which one is.
Dog's the best.
Garbage.
Absolute garbage.
Keith in the truck. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey.
It's been a long time since the little kid's been at the park, but then he was Jim Rice or Freddie Lynn. So I think now today's outfielders have made it cool again to be a right fielder or a left fielder or even JBJ in center field. Our outfield is unbelievable.
Red Sox outfield making the outfield cool again. That's interesting.
A lot of kids watching that Benintendi catch last night?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Probably not. No. They probably saw it on like Twitter today, though. That's how
good
they
point.
Consume
That's a good
things.
Point, yeah.
What? Intern?
That's our intern. He went to bed at 11 o'clock
there?
Last night, yeah.
You went to bed at 11?
Yeah, bottom of the 7th, yeah. Yeah.
You're not a baseball fan. If you're a Red Sox fan, you couldn't turn that off last night. Unless you had to because you got to get up early for work or something. I get it.
It's different if you're laying in bed watching it and you doze off.
If you think you could pull it off last night.
Turn it off and go up
and bed. Function as a human being today, you stayed up. You did. You didn't want to turn that game off last night. Today's takeaway is coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wakem 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, who can win tonight and go to the World Series.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
They could.
Speaking of baseball, buenas noches, mi amigos. The Spanish radio call of the Altuve play. Jim's got it all teed up, ready to go. Here we go. Andale, andale.
Viene hacia home, batazo al derecho, la pelota más atrás, esta pelota más que vuela, esta pelota sigue, esta pelota, se fue de cuadrangular. Toma tu paletón, un cañonazo de cuatro esquinas, no.
La sacó de allá al lado.
El umpire está marcando out, ¿eh?
Está marcando
el umpire está marcando out del jardín derecho.
¿Interferencia de alguien?
Del fanático.
No creo.
Bueno.
Es lo que marca Joe,
¿eh? Pues van a tener que ver la jugada, ¿eh? Eso es lo que marca Joe West.
No puedo ver que yo vaya a ver tan feo que está sí. yo con ese brinco. Pero,
ahí está.
Ahí está la repetición y esa es. Ese es jonrón, ¿eh?
Es jonrón.
¿Sabes qué?
Es jonrón.
Ellos van a ver el guante para dónde fue.
Él cerró el guante.
Pero el fanático mete la mano.
Mete la mano en el guante.
Fíjate que va a estar. No la van a ver.
No la metió en el guante, por el lado.
Sí, él cerró el guante.
No, es jonrón.
Él cerró el guante.
Es jonrón, ¿eh?
It's home run.
Okay. The thing I can take out of was Joe West.
Did they call Joe West a gringo there?
No.
I thought he did. Play it again, Jim.
The gringo with the crazy hair?
Start in the beginning and listen. Quickly.
Es lo que marca Joe West.
Pues van a tener que ver la...
No, keep going.
Eso es lo que marca Joe West.
No puedo ver que yo vaya a ver tan feo que está yo con ese brinco. Ahí está.
No, it's not. Speaking of gringo.
That's what he called him.
Remember that movie Meet the Millers when they steal the weed?
Yeah.
And like, sorry, sir, where'd he go? Oh, you mean the gringo? That gringo? The big muscle dude.
Yeah.
Matt Willock used to play in the league. Yeah. Played his college ball at SC.
It's home run,
It's home run.
That's a home run.
Yeah.
I see. Dave Dombrowski was a bit evasive.
You think?
When asked about Chris Sale's illness, condition, whatever it was. But, we should listen to this again.
Can you talk about Sale and give us a little rundown on Chris
Chris's condition?
Well, I think Alex already talked about it, that he's a little bit weak still at this point. He's not going to start tomorrow, and we plan on him starting, I believe, on Saturday.
Is the stomach all right? And just a weakness thing, trying to put the weight back on in strength, or is he still bothered by the stomach?
I cannot answer that question. I don't really know if his stomach is bothered. He told me he's fine. He told me he's fine, and he'll be ready to go on Saturday. I'm sure he'll be ready to go on Saturday.
Do you have any more clarity of what caused it? Was it food poisoning?
I really can't. That's something Chris would have to disclose.
Didn't he tell Cora that he was fine and he didn't need to throw a bullpen?
Something that Cora would have to, something that Sale would have to disclose.
Huh.
So they've basically hidden him. He's not talking to the media. He's had zero availability. And now you've got the GM saying,
he's fine.
Well, I can't. Only he can disclose what's truly going on.
I really can't talk. I mean,
sounds like they're trying to hide something.
Stomach is connected to the shoulder.
Tie it all together.
Eventually, there's a lot of innards in there. So
tie it all together. The line of questioning again by Peter Abraham on Sunday. Thought it was pretty good.
We're not going to see him tonight.
I really can't. That's something Chris would have to disclose.
My takeaway today is this. It is Hardy and Zoe getting into it, getting a little testy.
Hardy being a dick, yeah.
Everyone was...
Is that how you remember it? I was being a dick?
Pretty much. I'm sorry.
Well, let's listen back.
Upon the game, not
okay, and the only way you're going to know is if you have a camera directly above that wall looking straight down.
I know, but even
a straight line
one
view
up,
of
you can at least tell if a guy's
feet.
Hand's over.
Shut up.
No,
seriously. What am I talking about? Just
no,
one camera
why do you
up above
keep saying
wall?
Shut up? Because
you're making fun of me.
No, because that doesn't make any sense. You can't have it in one static spot and look all the way down.
You can put it above the center of the wall, and it could
because of the angle. This is why we can't.
This is why we don't have a great view of it now.
It, because anytime it's on an angle, if it's on an angle, you can't tell whether it's down the line or not. You keep saying shut up because you can't back up any of your arguments. And the fact is, if you put something up above and look straight down, you know where you can tell if you're crossing the plane? On that section, it may be about 5 feet either side. So you'd have to go all the way along. Oh, and by the way,
but I put
it
your
curves.
Head this and I'll back my argument
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
A little testy here today, boys.
See, we're shaking hands right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Zoe.
It's been a grind. It's been a grind. This last 2 weeks have been a grind. Damn.
One good game after another. Got another one tonight.
I want you to stay up for the whole thing tonight.
Good luck.
Whole game.
You know what? The only thing that got my ass up.
Hold on.
The only thing that made me start to watch the game is you told me Price was up. You texted me, Zoe,
wake up.
Get up. Price is going in on the ninth. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to serve something up. I got to see this. And he didn't go in, and I went to bed pissed.
Does it influence your.
The only guy in New England who went to bed pissed last night, Scott Zolak.
Price didn't go in.
Does it influence your decision or your commitment to staying up at all that it is kind of your job to do?
Well, yeah, it's your job. But I mean, like I said,
where's
your
kind of?
If they're sitting there and a game's on and doze off, that's not a problem. The problem is if you turn it off and you walk upstairs and you go to bed, that's not doing your job. But if you're laying there and this thing's going 5 hours and it's 1:30, God forbid I doze off like any other. Like the intern is a normal human being. He's a sporty guy.
We don't pay him.
Sports. Yeah.
He's not on the air.
Yeah.
He's an intern.
You made it on once today.
You tried to Burlington seconds. Listen to Max Lane's speech for an hour.
No.
See if you.
No, I'm not doing that.
Congratulations, Max Lane.
I mean, I like
last
Max.
Night. It was good seeing
I like
Teddy
Max.
Johnson.
Max is a good guy and all, but no.
Oh, he's a great guy. Well deserved award last night.
That's your problem.
That's your problem, Chief.
That's something you got to deal with.
How long did he speak?
He told me to hurry up, and, you know, I introduced him. I was telling stories. I got rolling, and I thought he was going to be up here for like 10 minutes, and it'd be like 45 minutes.
Oh. Hey, Phil Perry will be with us tomorrow still to get ready for this weekend's Patriots game. He'll be with us at noontime tomorrow, so we will be talking football with Phil. Obviously, we're going to have a lot to get to on tonight's game tomorrow, depending on how it goes.
Tonight. A couple of us will be watching.
Jim will be watching. I'll be watching.
Oh, now he's pissed.
Hardy's
now
he's watch.
Now he's done.
He's mad at you now.
Are you mad at me?
Like what you did now, Hardy.
What? I'm sorry. We're still on the air.
I'll leave.
He's leaving.
He's, how can you
rest if, he can, if he can unwrap himself from that cord?
You can't leave. The show's still on.
He's gone. He left. He's done. He's going to go home and get a nap in.
But we're still on the air. The show is still on.
Felger and Maz are coming your way next. Stay tuned for that, okay?
Can't leave.
Bye, Hardy.
It's the Zolak and Bertrand show. Zolak has to be here.
Who cares about TBS? Jeez, it's TBS. It's TBS. Garbage.